This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm perusing a lot of things that are going on here, Jennifer. Jennifer Horn is here on the Good Day program with Doug Steffen. It is the Good Day program. There is the usual baloney about Trump and his attorneys and the Department of Justice. What a waste of time that all is. I don't even want to. I'm looking at some of the things that I get caught. I get stuck in things because I don't want to. I look at things and I say, I'm not going to talk about that. And then before you know it, I'm talking about it. Now, let us focus on today, Wednesday, the 15th of February. The Ides of February are upon us. If you have lived, or maybe you live now in a college town, you know that it has a very unique vibe to it. We have a college here in my community, and certainly the area around the college is special.
I live in the school of hard knocks.
Yes. Well, you know, what are there? I'm just thinking about what, as I was saying there, there isn't a college around you per se. Are there any colleges on the other side of the hill? What's over there?
Well, you've got California State University, Northridge. You have
Cal State, okay.
UCLA, which is over the hill. You have USC. You've got Glendale Community, a bunch of community colleges, College of the Canyons. Mm-hmm. You've got all the UC and CSU schools, Cal State LA. We've got lots of colleges.
Hmm.
I don't know if college towns, though. It's California, you know. I don't know if we have the college town vibe going on here. Up north, probably, in Northern California.
Yeah. All right, so having been the big topic of the day, I think, is falling inflation and how the news media is not covering it. It's cooling slightly. It's not cooling, you know, it's not going down like a rock. But at any rate, I think that there is a lot of reason for us to be optimistic about it. And so, you know, let's not waste a lot of time. Here's another thing. Researchers have uncovered how global temperatures that have been recorded for the last 70 years or so, looking at January, apparently they are the warmest on records since 1850, when the data shows the temperatures were about the same, and that's about when they started keeping records. You know, the world is still, though, focused on global warming and climate change. European Union this week approved a vehicle emission standard which would ban any new vehicles with internal combustion engines in 2035. If you have, that's what, 12 years from now, if you have a gas-powered car, you're not going to be, well, if you want to buy one, you won't be able to buy one. You'll be able to drive them, but you won't be able to buy one anymore. You know, it's ridiculous. Do I sound like some old coot when I get off on this?
No,
this is the whole electric vehicle is nuts.
And
it's crazy.
It's the cost of the environment to make electric vehicles. It's not the savior that people think it is. And then we don't have power grids to charge them.
But how do people get sucked into this as much as they do, as easily as they do? How is that happening? I don't.
There are a lot of stupid people out there.
Oh, is that, okay, that's the answer to the question. You're all stupid. Okay. Meanwhile, people in the news today, Joseph Wilson and Jody Wilson, both of Mount Airy, North Carolina, arrested and charged with murder in connection with the death of their adopted toddler, who died after all these exorcisms. This is something that has been on people's minds for a couple. Yeah, I'm repeating this because I didn't think you'd heard it. The sheriff arrested them, and the siblings and the family told the police about what was going on. These people, again, we're talking about people being out of their minds. Most of the stuff that we talk about here, when it comes to irregular thinking and irregular activity, is this kind of stuff. These people are absolutely crazy. How do they even exist in the world? Don't you wonder that sometimes? I don't know.
I just wonder where this starts for people. Maybe I don't want to know.
A lot of dramatic footage today coming out of Ukraine showing heavy losses among the Russian troops, and their tanks and stuff are being outdone by the heavy tanks that we sent over there. They have Americans running the tanks. You knew that, right? Because they can't, running those big tanks like flying an airplane. And they're having a hard time training the locals. So they have done this sort of lend-lease thing. We'll give you the tanks, but you probably ought to take our military with it. And I don't think that's been highly reported either, frankly. Another name in the news. You know who Danny Trejo is? The actor?
Mm-hmm.
Rough-looking guy. Tough-looking dude.
But really big in the community. Loves to give back.
Yep. He has given back so much that he's out of money. He filed for bankruptcy. He has said he's reorganizing. He's got $2 million owed in taxes. So he's giving his money to Robin Hood.
By the way.
He does have restaurants, really?
Yeah, Trejo's Tacos, I think.
Yeah. Well, anyway, he has a lot of things. He's not, he has a record label, too. And he's not filing for bankruptcy for them. He's filing for bankruptcy for himself. Elvis Presley's jet was sold at auction the other day. Want to know how much it brought?
Yeah, not the one at Graceland.
No, this is an old, small, private jet that was sitting for 40 years on a runway. It's an old Lockheed 1962 Lockheed Jetstar. It's been parked in the desert since he died at the Roswell International Air Center. It sold at auction for $260,000.
Dang.
How about that?
That's a house.
Yep. And by the way, Priscilla Presley was present for the sale. It was a Mecum collector car auction. And she spoke to the crowd before the plane went up for the bidding started at $100,000. And as soon as she started talking, it went right up. She said, "This is the first time I've ever been to an auction. It was very interesting." He paid $840,000 for the plane when he bought it in 1976. And apparently he used it to... No, he had a bigger jet that he traveled on himself, but the backup groups and Colonel Parker would fly on this plane. He didn't want him. he didn't want him in his plane, so he put him in a separate plane. So I thought that was kind of cheap, frankly. Although the plane...
Yeah, what would a normal plane go for? Like
that? I mean, that size plane today, yeah, probably in the vicinity of 26 million, 24, 25, 26 million. When you consider that a commercial airliner, the size of a 737, costs about $240 million, that's actually probably a bargain at 24. Recently, I have a friend who had an older plane that he used himself. He bought it. I think he said he paid $8 million for it, and he went everywhere in it, and it was, you know, it was comfortable. I took a couple of rides in it. It was kind of fun. I don't know that I'd want to
fly around in this one.
Not what? Well, yeah, they'll fix it up. Yeah, you could probably fix this up but you're not going to do that. You're going to have it in your backyard or something. Hey, I got Elvis Presley's plane. That's what they got to do, right? Well, that's what...
next to the old car.
What's his face?
On the front lawn.
Why am I... John Travolta, thank you. Travolta has... he lives on an airport that he built for himself. He's got three planes, and his house is like a hangar. And he parks the plane, fly. The plane's right up to the... He's got, you know, the gangbang that you get off of. And the gangbang, the gangplank. And he moves in with the plane, gets out of the plane, and goes into his house. That's kind of cool. Do you know who Jerry O'Connell is?
Yes, you asked me. I guess he's a big star.
Did I ask you on? But I didn't ask you on the air. I asked you off
the air. So just to fill you in, he was a child star. He was in Stand By Me. Married Rebecca Romaine. He does The Talk now. I think he also filled in for a little bit for like Ryan when he was gone on Ryan and Kelly.
Yeah.
And he's been in a lot of TV shows. I think he's in Billions now or something like that.
Is he? I don't recognize. I have to look this guy up. Anyway, he treated his wife to a live Magic Mike dance during an episode of The Talk last week, apparently. Everybody is now pushing this Magic Mike show, and as a matter of fact, I think they had the two stars of Magic Mike on, Sonya and Channing Tatum. And she's so darn sexy. Sonya, not Sonya. Come on. You're supposed to be helping me. That's why you're here.
I don't know. Huh? I don't know who's in Magic
Selma
Mike.
Hayek.
Selma Hayek's in Magic Mike?
Yeah. The one that's coming out. That. I guess it started last Friday. It's supposed to be a fabulously fun movie, which is, kind of is not why you want to go to the movie.
The first one was. I don't think I saw the second one. But, the first one was really fun.
Yeah. Okay. So those of you who like Jeopardy, apparently there's a fuss about when and how they use Ken Jennings and Mayim Bialik. I think she is the cutest thing. There's something about her that I find just so much fun. She's doing the nighttime show and the celebrity show, and he's doing the daytime show. And there are some people who think she should do the whole thing. And I would have thought that by now they'd get over this. How long has Alex been dead for 2 years, right?
Still shifting things around.
Yeah, I wonder what the, you think about.
I do like her, though. I feel like
I like her a lot.
Her sitcom. Have you ever watched it, Call Me Cat?
Yeah. Well, I watched her.
An English show.
She was in the Big Bang thing, too, right?
Yep. Yeah. And Call Me Cat is actually produced by the, the guy that was Jim Parsons, who was in Big Bang and does now, the spinoff of it as well. So
mm-hmm.
It's a huge show. It's really funny. They break down the fourth wall and they talk directly to Christ. It's very cute.
Yeah, it is. I just think that she has that energy about her. It's when we talk about energy. It's really great. Her energy is always good, I think. Good for a laugh here and there, too. Jennifer and Doug, it's 18 at the hour on Good Day.
Did you hear about Taco Bell's apology? Yeah, they apologized for going too far with their breakfast. Like the naked egg taco and chicken biscuit nachos? It was too much. All you need in the morning is tasty, simple food. Like the breakfast crunch wrap. Fluffy eggs, melty cheese, sausage, crispy hash browns, wrapped in a warm tortilla. Or, as some call it, a breakfast crunch thing. Grab one today, only at Taco Bell. Not participating in U.S. Taco Bell stores during breakfast hours only until 11 a.m. While supplies last. Contact local store for hours and participation, which varies.
Dell Technologies President's Day event is here with deals to power all your passions. The savings start now on select, sleek XPS laptops and more powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Don't forget, special pricing on the latest monitors, docks, and accessories, plus free shipping on everything and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Just call 877-ASK-DELL for these limited-time President's Day deals. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak.
Mm-hmm.
She says her gums are irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try New Crest Advanced Gum Restore.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. So you have to drive 300 miles to your cousin's wedding. Okay, so it's his fourth. But you know what they say, fourth time's the charm. Well, here's the problem. Your tires are as bald as I am. But lucky for you, eBay Motors has tires for just about every make and model. Plus wheels, lug nuts, jack stands, and more. 122 million parts. Do they have tissues? Oh, good, because I'm definitely a crier. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart If you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Here we are at 23 after the hour. Celebrity news time, social media trending items, including Amy Poehler, Tina Fey, and Tom Cruise, all in our focus right after this. Ladies and gentlemen, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. The invention of MyPillow, it's really something that so many people have loved, always talking about the pillows and how great they are. Well, it's been 20 years since it was developed, so there's new technology around making MyPillow even better. That's what MyPillow 2.0 is, the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with a brand new fabric that's made with a temperature-regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0, the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you will ever own. So say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. More great news on the MyPillow 2.0. Buy one, get one free. It's the BOGO deal with the promo code DS. Get it now. Two of them for the price of one. 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code DS. So first of all, Amy Poehler and Tina Fey have announced their first live comedy tour. Then it's called We Can Finally End This Friendship. They announced their first ever comedy tour entitled Tina and Amy Restless Leg Tour. It'll start in Washington the end of April. They're going to celebrate 30 years of friendship with jokes, stories, entertainment. I think this would be a lot of fun, frankly. They're funny together. They're great when they do television shows together. So they also have gigs in Chicago, Boston, and Atlantic City at the moment. So if you're a fan, look for that. Maybe, I can't imagine they won't go, excuse me, the West Coast as well, at Denver and Los Angeles and Portland and Seattle and that sort of thing. All right, so Tom Cruise was at the Academy Awards luncheon yesterday, and he debuted what some reporters referred to as a suave new look. All the people that are there are all these people at this luncheon, all the big stars in Hollywood. They have it at the Beverly Hilton in Beverly Hills, kind of a fun place to go. But all the big names came around and seemed to want to be seen with him, which I thought was interesting. His fans and friends, Jamie Lee Curtis, was having some fun with him. She is someone that I think they've done a couple of movies together. But, you know, that bunch, Angela Bassett, Steven Spielberg, Michelle Williams, Brendan Fraser, they were all at this lunch. Would you like to be a fly on the wall and just listen to the conversations? I know that they were talking about Will Smith, who wasn't there. I guess that would be, you know, would you expect him to be there? I wouldn't expect him to be there at all, frankly. I don't know. I just think that there's so much when it comes to the focus on what's bad. I think there's a lot of good in Hollywood. I think there's a little unrealistic reality. I mean, they're all actors and stuff. They're playing, entertaining, but I think it's kind of fun. I find myself when I'm there, I enjoy not rubbing shoulders necessarily, although a lot of times at the farmer's market you see people that you know. It's like everybody else, they want to go. I remember going to the Home Depot and talking to an actor last year. And I said, do people come up to you all the time? And he said, yeah. And he said, I got to fix my toilet. He was buying a new plunger for his toilet. You know, that kind of stuff. It all becomes pretty silly. They're people. They put their pants on one leg at a time. They take a dump every day and they take a shower, hopefully. They're no different than you are. It's just they do something different for a living. So there it is. The other side of the other stuff here on Good Day at 28 after the hour.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The Pentagon scrambled fighter jets to contest 4 Russian jet fighters that approached but did not enter U.S. or Canadian airspace in what officials described as a routine encounter. The aircraft entered the Alaskan Air Defense Identification Zone on Monday but remained outside the American and Canadian airspace. 2 F-16s intercepted them to observe their intentions. The NORAD statement said the U.S. has tracked 6 to 7 such incidents a year since 2007. The winner of November's record-high $2 billion Powerball jackpot was identified as a California resident that bought his ticket in Altadena, a community northeast of Los Angeles. California Lottery Director Alva Johnson.
The name of the person who was the only player to match all 6 numbers of the historic Powerball drawing last November is Edwin Castro.
Lance Pry, USA News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It'll be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Good day!
Good day, sir!
Good day.
Hope you're having a good day.
Hey, Jay, let's remind everybody right now how they can use their mind and their mouth to call us at 855-999-DOUG to express themselves about the issues of the day, et cetera, whatever we're talking about, right? Good idea?
Exactly. Let's hear your thoughts in your voice, not only us reading your words. Join the conversation and be heard.
And be listening, because we'll probably play your comments on the air. Again, the line number, 855-999-3684. That's 855-999-DOUG. At the hour now, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Uri Geller is going to join us from Israel in a few minutes. It's February the 14th. I noticed in one of the influential media reports that I get every day an overview today of millennials' parents and how many of you who are parents of millennials cover the rent for your children. You will be amazed at the statistic. Almost 25% of millennial parents cover the rent for their children. Think about that. 3 in 10 admit that they have at least paid a bill, not regularly, but once in a while. So this is really, when you get right down to it, this is a poll of 2,000 American adults. The top three expenses still paid by parents are rent, groceries, and utilities for their millennial children. So what's going on with that? I find that hard to believe. Millennials admitting also, it's not just the parents, but the millennials themselves say, yeah, thanks to my parents, I can afford to live. So where's your job? What are you doing? How are you making money? 3/4 of the respondents plan to take on the bills themselves within the next year or two, but they still have to depend on Ma and Pa Kettle. Another 31% are trying to save money, saying it's cheaper to stay at home and live on the parent plan. I don't know if I'd like that, frankly. How about you? I mean, you think about it. Would you? Maybe you have it. Maybe you want to tell me your story. Help yourself. Social media, Facebook and Instagram. It's at Good Day Radio Show. Twitter, Good Day On Air. And our number for your comments, the comment line is 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684. Doctors treating sick and injured children in hospitals have become verbally abused, according to new information, assaulted even by parents and relatives. Psychiatrists and ER physicians are thought to have the highest risk of being attacked on the job. The research published this week shows pediatricians working in emotionally charged situations are also subjected to violent behavior. People who are in the profession worry about it, being assaulted. It's something, you know, with all the TV shows about medicine, you'd think that that wouldn't be the case. But this is a study by Dr. Jerry Macklin, who surveyed 75 pediatricians. The percentage, 90% of them have experienced some kind of hostility from parents or have received verbal abuse from patients. Good heavens. What in the world? 9 out of the 68 doctors who were questioned had been, that they said they had had an incident, but the only 9 out of 68 reported the incident, which seems rather strange to me. Question time before we get to Uri. Why are girls influenced more by peer pressure? A question that has been asked, the Associated Press carrying today a focus on the tremendous pressures of peers who drink and party. And what it is, whether there's more influence on girls than boys, the answer is yes. Peer pressure on girls is much stronger than peer pressure on boys. So let's see here. The National Institute of Health, the study leader is Dr. Bruce Simons, wrote in the report that, quote, peer pressure was positively associated with drinking for girls, not with boys. 4,200 teens were surveyed for this, a confidential survey in junior high schools around the country. The notions that girls may be swayed by their friends more easily than boys, supported by a lot of other people who have studied the subjects. Girls go through this tremendous emotional and hormonal change as they get into the 7th and 8th grade. And that's where the peer pressure is the greatest. I think you can see that in social media, too, don't you think? All the bullying and things that go on with youngsters, that's about the age that it starts. So something to be aware of for sure if you're the parent of a child that age. In a moment, we're going to go to Israel, spend some time with my friend Uri Geller. In the meantime, let me reinforce what a lot of you have heard me say for a long time. And because it's Valentine's week, a lot of people are thinking about their weight. They want to look good. They want to feel good. And let's face it, we're getting into the cruise time. A lot of people in February and March go out on cruises. They want to look their best. So how about you get a health supplement that has nothing but positive impact on you and your body? It's called Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. So when you're on Calitrin, you don't have to engage in crash diets. Don't have to take any drugs. This is the way to help with weight loss and other things like getting a good night's rest. I think James Collins, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington, was telling me Dallas was telling me a few minutes ago how he hasn't been sleeping well. We'll have to get you on Calitrin, James, so that you can, I don't know that you need to lose weight, but probably. This is a great way for you to help your joints. And by the way, we had a call from somebody earlier this morning. Normally, when we're talking about Calitrin, we send you the website, which is toploss.com. But if you're looking for the phone number for Calitrin. It's 800-325-4366. James, you want to write that down for the people that call you and want to know what the phone number? If you don't have a computer, how the heck do you? Yeah, right. You don't get through. So most people use the website, but you can call them as well. Actually, ask for Elizabeth Miller when you call 800-325-4366. Tell her you hear her all the time on the Good Day program and you think her information is valuable. 800-325-4366 or go online to toploss.com.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new face. Nothing is
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SkyRizzi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZI to learn more.
Here we go. Now 43 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Eric Geller joins us from his home in Tel Aviv. I noticed that the Israeli government is helping out the Turks and the Syrians in a big way because they have the technology to do so. A lot of people think that just because the Israelis don't like any Muslim countries, and that's nonsense. I mean, they've been just as giving as anybody else has. Does that all that stuff bother you sometimes when you hear it, Uri? The business, the prejudices that come that are nonsensical.
Yeah, of course, Doug. You know, in Israel, every day something, a terror attack happens. Kids are being killed on both sides, by the way.
Yeah,
and. You know, but then you suddenly hear about shootings in the university, one of the universities in America. I mean, it's like weekly now that young people are being talked to death.
The stories are heard. Everything that goes on in America is heard all around the world because I guess we're so influential. People look up to us as being the sort of the light on the hill. So many people want to come in to America, get here, and I know you wonder sometimes whether it's any better than any place else. I like it here, but I also love coming to your country. I love traveling. There's a lot of great places in the world. One of the things that helps people, I think, focus on what they want. If you want to travel, do you hold those thoughts or things? Uri's big on affirmations. And isn't that another way of saying the thoughts or things, Uri?
Yes, yes. Everything in the universe also, Doug, that's connected to this, happens for a reason. It's called basically synchronicity. And the word synchronicity was coined by a very important person called Carl Jung.
Yeah.
And I do believe that when you do affirmations and if you wake up in the morning and you put yourself in an attitude of gratitude, good things will happen to you. And I basically wake up and I say, thank you. I'm blessed. And I give my thanks for my safe, peaceful, and secure home where I can recharge and relax. Very important to recharge yourself. And I do that by automatic meditation. I also say that I'm grateful for the love and support of my family and friends like you, Doug. Very important because we're all connected to each other with an invisible spiritual thread. So you can send me the power of love. I can send it to you. I'm grateful for the fulfilling life I'm living. Very important to register that and to understand that, wow, look at the life I'm living. It's amazing. I'm grateful to my... Wait, one more important thing about health.
Yeah.
I also say I'm grateful to my healthy body for carrying me through each day. You know, this is so... I mean, the most important thing in life is health. We all know that.
Sure
I mean, if you'd be a billionaire and you suddenly you were told that you have cancer, and the only way to cure it is to give away all your money and go and live in a desert in a tent, you would do that.
If that would do it, of course he would. If he had any brains, he would do it. I was interested in the word meditation, affirmations, all of these things come together. That's the mind. But what about your body? Do you do yoga? I forgot. I think you do some yoga, don't you? Breathing exercises?
Well, yeah. You know, one of my mantras is I give thanks for a healthy mind and a healthy body, and that I have to work on. So I exercise, I walk a lot, I go up staircases, aerobics, I make my heart and lung work hard. Of course, everyone who is listening to us, before you take on any exercise, talk to your doctor, but do that, because your body is like a machine. I mean, look at it. If you had an old Chevrolet in your garage from 1953, that would be very difficult to ignite and start driving because it's rusted. It stood there for years, no activity. So your body is like a machine. You got to work it. You got to own it. You got to eat right.
Interesting you say that. At auction the other day, Elvis Presley's plane that's been sitting in the desert for 40 years was sold at auction for $250,000. It hasn't run for 40 years. It's just been sitting in the desert. What do you suppose is going to happen when they try to crank that up? And what you said is that it doesn't make a difference whether it's a mechanical object or it's your body. If you know, one of the things that when I was over there in December, one of the things, because you like to walk as much as you do and as much walking as I did, I do a lot of walking. I move all the time, but my hips bothered me for a week or so because I did so much walking when I was over there. But it certainly is great for you. It's great for your breathing, for your heart, all that stuff. One of the things I say when I go to bed at night, I thank God for being safe. I start my prayers with, I am safe, I am healthy, I am blessed, I am happy. The same kind of thing. Put your mind at ease, and that does it, frankly, for me anyway. Everybody's got, you can find different ways to do it. I think what you're doing is encouraging people to just do something rather than just kind of be a blob. Yes?
Absolutely. And you know, Doug, very important that you should appreciate the meaning that the more I appreciate, the more, listen to this, it's interesting, the more I appreciate, the more I get back. Meaning, if you do something positive, it'll come back to you in a bigger way.
Yeah.
You all, everyone is listening to me now, you all have to say, I'm grateful for what I have and excited for what's to come. Because we never know what tomorrow holds for us.
No,
but
not
if you
at all.
Think positive, you're excited about the next day will be amazing, positively amazing.
Yep. Become a citizen of Uri's Island, Lamb Island. You can go to urigeller.com and get the official certificate of citizenship. It's kind of a fun thing to do, and all the money that comes in, it only costs you $1, but the money goes to one of Uri's favorite charities. It's just, it's what it is, whether you get it or not. From Uri, he's all about putting people together, and this is a way of unifying. What do you have in common? Well, we all have certificates of citizenship to Lamb Island. That's a great way to be together. Uri Geller, U-R-I-G-E-L-L-E-R, urigeller.com, here at 10 before the hour.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Big news from Newsmax. AT&T's DirecTV just removed Newsmax. Now you can't watch Newsmax on DirecTV or UVerse. With OAN gone last year, that's two conservative channels removed in the past year alone. Newsmax is the fourth highest rated cable news channel, with great programs from Greg Kelly, Greta Van Susteren, and Rob Schmidt. Now millions of DirecTV subscribers can't watch them on Newsmax. President Trump, Mike Huckabee, John Voight, Sarah Palin, Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, and many more are demanding that Newsmax be returned to DirecTV. Stand up for free speech. Call AT&T and DirecTV now and let them know you want Newsmax. Call toll-free 877-NEWSMAX and we'll connect you to DirecTV. If you're not a DirecTV subscriber but support Newsmax and free speech, call 877-NEWSMAX to show your support. Dr. Ben Carson says our freedoms are at stake. He urges you to stand up for Newsmax. Call 877-NEWSMAX today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
From Live and Let Die, Paul McCartney. During that, that was one of the movies that had Grace Jones, wasn't her name? Grace
Jones. That's Due to a Kill. I was 85.
Oh. All right, I mixed up the two movies. All right, Chuck Curry is here.
Can I give you the facts?
yes, please. Give me, okay. Lay them on me, pal.
That was Live and Let Die from 1973. We play that because Jane Seymour turns 72 years old today. She played a Bond girl in that movie called Solitaire. That was the first James Bond movie that my parents ever took me to see.
Yaphet Kotto was the bad guy. I remember that.
Here's the thing. I remember sort of the King's Plaza in Brooklyn, New York, Left Side Theater.
Yeah.
And I remember at the end, Yaphet Kotto threw Roger Moore's James Bond into that shark tank.
Right.
And that watch, that spinning watch, that cut metal, and he got himself out of it. But Jane Seymour was 22 years old when she played the Bond girl in a movie, and Roger Moore was 46 years old. That was my first James Bond movie.
Pretty good.
I would say a pretty good theme song to a Bond film. Paul McCartney and Wings, "Live and Let Die." Really terrific promotional tool to fuel the box office of that film.
Yeah, exactly. All right, will he or won't he? Alec Baldwin and Rust. Are they going to get back together? We'll find out after this.
Celebrating living legends of Black history, brought to you by Charmin. Back in a moment.
We all gotta go, right? But why not enjoy the go with Charmin? You need something soft and long-lasting? Well, they got you with Charmin Super Mega Rolls. Charmin knows softness counts when wiping your hiney. Charmin is irresistibly soft and more absorbent, so you can use less. Now, I don't know about you, but my family can run through some toilet paper. But not with Charmin and their long-lasting Super Mega Rolls. We all go, so why not enjoy the go with Charmin?
With a warm, genial presence and a wise, authoritative demeanor, Morgan Freeman has been the perfect fit to play presidents and even gods. He began performing in school plays at age 12, but it was by age 50 when he won his first Oscar nomination for Street Smart and later an award for Million Dollar Baby. Morgan Freeman remains one of the most respected and beloved figures in modern U.S. cinema, celebrating living legends of black history with Charmin.
All right, so Chucker, Alec Baldwin and Rust, apparently there's a plan to resume production without any working weapons at all, no ammunition. So can this be a real Western without shoot-em-ups?
Well, I mean, the fact that going back into production is sort of strange to me. I mean, if I'm Alec Baldwin, do I really want to walk on that set? I mean, I guess they want to finish the project, but as I told you off air, it'd be like walking into a haunted house. I mean, if I was accused of all sorts of things on this program, would I want to get back on the air tomorrow? I don't know. It's so weird. It's got to be a weird feeling. That's all I'll say.
Yeah. Well, interesting to see what the end result is. People will go see it just because they want to, you know, see what the end result is.
I am interested. That is a good point. I would be.
Right. I'd go to see it.
What is the end result?
Right. Okay. The superhero movies, the rule is they must...
I never heard of them. What are those?
Yeah, they must culminate in an overlong action sequence, bodies and weapons crashing around everywhere. Now, what about if that's the whole movie, that apparently is what the whole Ant-Man and Wasp movie is all about. And some I was just reading Marvel reviews. Here's a group of people who say this is the worst movie that was ever done. Is Evangeline Lilly in this?
Yes, she plays Wasp.
She does.
It's one of the lower, right now on RottenTomatoes.com, it's at like 51% positive. So
yeah.
I think it's the second lowest total that a Marvel film has gotten. Most reviewers say it's sort of a mixed bag. There's a lot of good, a lot of I'm sure the masses will be entertained. It's tracking at around a $280 million worldwide opening. That'll be the biggest Ant-Man film. The scope is bigger and bigger. We talk about this all the time. How long can this genre continue? I mean, the Flash trailer on the Super Bowl got the biggest buzz. That was worth the $7 million. The longer trailer is incredible. Michael Keaton back is Batman. These movies will make money, no doubt. But the reality is, I do think myself, you, and a lot of other people, we do want to see other diverse product in the pipeline, not just superhero. I'm fine with superhero movies, but it can't be the end all. It has to be more than just that.
Yeah, well, but is that really? There's no acting involved in it. It's just noise.
There's a lot of good things about them, but we need other movies too.
You keep thinking that, Chucker, and I'll have you back on the program tomorrow. How's that?
Thank you, Chuck. Thank you.
You're welcome, Chuck Curry, here on the Good Day program. It now is 59 past the hour on Good Day.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.